Okay, here we go. So, affirmations. According to Romans 10, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So it's an excellent thing to hear the Word of God on a regular basis. I believe that your body responds best. Your body, your soul, the entire you responds best from hearing you speak the Word of God, hearing you in agreement. So let's begin. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So you may wish to hear what I'm saying, and I will pause and let you to repeat it back and personalize it. So example, if I say faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God, you would respond with, I have faith, and my faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And you, or you could repeat this, I once lived in a way away from the glory, but he has restored me to my first estate. And I pause and you repeat, I live now in heaven and earth, and both are full of the glory because of what he did. I daily renew my mind to his glorious truths. You can see that in Romans 12. I'm everything that my loving Creator says that I am. Amos 3:3 says, do two walk together except that they make an appointment or they are agreed? You are choosing to walk with the living God. Yes, yes is the answer. You and him walk together through this life. Say it. I walk with him, my living King, through this life. I agree in my emotions, in my thoughts, and even in my body. I yield my spirit, my soul, my body to the living King. I am a living sacrifice. I present my being the high priest. I can't prepare myself for this day, for this hour, for this life, but he can. And he is faithful to complete what he started. Our high priest takes the sacrifice. As you present yourself by faith, you give him your life daily, sometimes on the hour, sometimes on the moment. You give him your life, and he, the high priest, is able to prepare the sacrifice. You can't, back in the day, the sheep that was brought for the sacrifice did not cut itself open, right? The high priest did. So as you bring your life to Jesus and say, here I am, you are a living sacrifice, because it takes your agreement, your will, and you choose today to be a living sacrifice. Say it, I choose today to be a living sacrifice. I present myself to the high priest, because he is expecting me, he's wanting me, and he's able to present me to my God, so that I can live this life. That's why I'm a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice. In religion, you die. In relationship, you live. This life is not about me. It's about we. W-E. This life is not about me. It's about we. Yes, Christ in me is glory. Christ in me, we can. Christ in me, we are a majority. Christ lives in me. According to Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. I have shared his crucifixion. It's no longer I who live, so it's not about me. It is Christ, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, lives in me. The life I now live in this body, I live by faith. Not by hope, not by thoughts, not, but by faith. In the Son of God who loved me, it's all about love. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. And gave himself. He actually not only said it, but he did it. He backed up his words with actions. The King of Kings, the Lord of all, the Creator, has said stuff, and he backs up his words. And so you are loved, accepted, you are crucified in Christ, but it's no longer you who lived. You're not living this life alone, but Christ lives in you. It's a we. It's a we. It's a we. Christ lives in me. Say it again. Christ lives in me. And because he lives in you, he makes you able to live in him. It's a trip. It's good. Acts 17:28. For in him I live. In him I move. In him I have my identity or my being. Okay? That's what it says. Yes, in him I live. Yes, in him I move. Yes, in him I have my truest, my newest identity. You have been made from above. That's what born again really means. He has remanufactured you. You can look at that in John chapter 3. We are now one spirit. You can look at that in Romans. Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate on it day and night. I'll make these words personal to me because his words to me are true." Every word that you read in the Bible that he's highlighted, he's made it fresh and new to you. So those words I shall meditate on day and night, that I will think about them, observe them, and do according to all that's written in it. Then this shall make my way prosperous. Then I shall deal wisely and have good success. Not because of my experience, but because I've put the word, his words in front of my face. Not my experiences, not my thoughts, not my speculations, but I've put his word in front of me. Because I've done that, because I daily look to his word, eat his word, drink his word, ponder, meditate on his word, because I do that, it says, it will make my way prosperous. I don't do it, it will. And then I will deal wisely in all my situations. When I have a tough decision, it means I don't have his word first. Because his word makes, it says here, it makes me deal wisely, and I'll do good decisions. So if I have not made good decisions in the past, then I will now add the word of God in my life. I'll make it first. I'll keep it in my mouth so that in the future, into tomorrow, into today, and later on today, I'll deal wisely, make wise decisions, and I'll have good success. Because I'm washed, I'm cleansed, and I'm conditioned by his word. His very words, he continually speaks to me, and I continually do that. I am washed by the word. I am washed in his word. Ephesians 5 says that. He sanctified me, cleansing me by the washing of the water of his word. Okay? So he can present me, not only to the church, not only to God, but to the world. I'm not cleansed by my works. I'm not cleansed by my performance. I'm not cleansed by the things I do. I'm cleansed by him. There's nothing, as I present myself to him, he does the hard work. All I gotta do is choose him. Choose life. Choose the word. And I'm choosing that. Man may live by thoughts and experiences and knowledge, but I'm not man. I live like Jesus. I choose his word. I'm not living like the people around me, good or bad people. I'm choosing to live by the word of God. I daily, moment by moment, live only by the living words that he speaks to my spirit. I know his voice, and he loves me. I am loved. I am accepted. I am accepted by him. I am accepted so much by him, there is no room for rejection or any other form of fear. Yeah, I said it again. I am accepted by him so much so, there is no room for any rejection or any other fear. Okay? I am full up for the love of God. I'm full of him. I'm full of his acceptance and his goodness. I don't even understand it. I just believe it and agree with it. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." I am engrafted in Christ. Just like, you know, I can do this. I'm engrafted in Christ. I can do this, but I can't do this. But he was moved by love. He engrafted me. He took me into himself. And that's a spiritual thing. It's impossible in the natural, but we're not living natural. I am new. My old life is gone the way I thought. My thoughts about myself, my thoughts about others, they are no longer valid. I am new. Say it again. My old thoughts are no longer valid. They do not drive me. They do not help me make decisions. I have a new life in Christ. And I'm going to learn it, explore it, experience it, and get better and better and better of knowing how to walk with him, how to hold his hand in every situation. I have been given a new way to see myself and to see others. I can trust my spirit, and I no longer overthink. I'd say it again. I can trust my spirit, and I no longer overthink or need to rely upon my own understanding. I am healed, and I am whole. I am not healed because of the way I feel, or what I see, or what the doctor says. I am healed because he, my God, my creator, says so. By his stripes, I was healed. Not then, but now. I mean, not now, but then. So my present reality is based on the word of God. Now, what does that mean when I see the symptom, feel the symptom? Well, I tell the symptoms you're a liar, and I ask Father for what to do next. But he's already told me by his stripes I'm healed, so I choose to believe. Does that mean I throw up the medication? Only if he says so. But when you look at your medication, you look at it and you say, medication, I'm taking you because I want some relief, but you are not my source of life. You are not my source of healing. My God is greater than you, little pills or little liquids or all that, because in him I live, not in you. I don't live by pills or medication. I live by Christ. That's my declaration. That's my word. And as my faith grows, it's going to push out my need, desire, and want for all medication. Because you don't walk by divine health. You walk in divine life. Not because you feel it, but because it's true. Today, in this moment, you are as he is in this world. Today, in this moment, yes, you were crucified with Christ Jesus. You died with him, and you were raised with him. Yep, you have the same resurrection power in your body. This day you live. This day you move. This day you have your being. This day you are awesome. This day you're not alone. He's with you. He's faithful. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. You're never on your own. Though you may feel that way, it's not the truth. He is your Lord. He is good. He is God.